The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states.
We ain't gonna take it back, man. We're gonna give it to the MAGICONS.
This is the second hour of the National Intel Report. Just having a little fun on this Memorial Day weekend coming up. We will be here Monday. We will be broadcasting Monday. I will be here, even though everybody else is going to take off and it's a holiday. Truth never sleeps. Jim in Florida, let me ask you a question. When were you a police officer down there in Florida, and where in Florida?
There's a town called Hialeah. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah. The Pink Flamingos. I saw the Hialeah racetrack right outside of Miami. Back in what time period?
74, 73 to 99, I believe.
Then you saw the drug wars going on when the Colombians were shipping in the cocaine. By the way, that's the drug that built Miami.
And it was in the middle of all that.
And it wasn't really a problem because everybody was doing coke and enjoying the money until headless bodies started showing up in the streets, right? That's when...
Well, it wasn't just headless bodies. It was running gun battles in shopping mall parking lots and down the middle of the street where these people were shooting at each other for territory, domination.
Uh-huh.
And... They didn't care about anybody else that was in the street. They were just shooting at each other, and if they missed and hit an innocent person, they didn't care about that.
Well, did you see those pictures that I had posted on Republic Broadcasting?
Yes, I did.
And these
that doesn't surprise me a bit.
No, and these were pictures, and Brooke, I wish I could call them up for you. These are pictures of a rival gang right across the Mexican-U.S. border. And that's how they dealt with people. There's a drug cartel. They're vying for position to run the drugs in this country. And down there, they just don't fool around, man. They just, for public display, they cut their heads off and posted them on a bus stop. It was the most disgusting thing I'd ever seen in my life. And I wrestled with my own conscience whether I should put those pictures on. But then I discovered that other people that couldn't report this were very interested in seeing more pictures. One of them was CNN. Guy called me up and he says, "Do you have the copyrights on that?" And I said, "No, they were sent to me from somebody else." And I said, "What would you do with that anyhow? You wouldn't post them on CNN. That would cause too much consternation. People would want to put that to a stop." Well, in Arizona, they're doing exactly that. They're doing, and it mirrors federal law, that they're going to do in Arizona what the federal government refuses to do. And 17 other states.
But what you've got to understand is that we need to focus on a solution that actually fixes the problems that the locals are having. What I said earlier was
local to
Arizona. But, I mean, criminals don't have rights. They don't have the right to do that. I would never advocate that a criminal had the right to any kind of destruction like that.
Uh-huh.
But there are solutions that we can come to that would help these people and help us and, be a compromise on things. But people should not be allowed to commit violent acts. The government's not doing their job properly, or these people would already be behind bars.
Well, and that's why you're seeing the checkpoints on I-10. Because they're already here inside the country and they shouldn't have been in the first place.
Brooke.
But the law wasn't being enforced. So you want to retroactively enforce a law, and that's just not right.
Jim, hang on a second. We've got to take this break. JG, Renee, Tumani, and Ivan, and others, we'll get to all your calls. Please don't go away. Jim, when we get back, I'll ask you to wrap up, if you please, so we can move on to other callers with my guest today. We'll be right back.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Jim, we are back, and with Brooke Kelly. The website, again, is simplyseekingfreedom.com. Jim, go ahead and conclude, if you would.
A couple things. Brooke, do you speak Spanish?
No, I don't.
My goodness. That's one thing you're going to need to have to do if you're serious about this issue. Two things. Number one, it's this immigration problem with Mexico is a very small part of a very large picture. You need to learn to speak some Spanish. You need to go into the barrios, the neighborhoods, where these people live on the outskirts of town. You have to get up early in the morning and watch them ride their bicycles to work over long distances, and then ride them late at night to get back to their little hovel where they live. And I know about this. I have firsthand knowledge. I'm in Southwest Florida. We have a very large Mexican population here. We have a lot of agriculture, and because of the country clubs, we have a lot of these landscaping companies, big, big, big landscaping companies that employ nothing but mostly Mexicans, Ecuadorians, and that type. Okay, get out and learn and talk to these people, and you'll find out they don't want to be here. They would much rather be home. But they're here out of desperation.
Yeah, and that's
all I really have to say to you.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it. And like I said, Brooke, I understood the underlying reasons why the majority of them came here. and that was for economic opportunity that they couldn't find in Mexico. Well, and I'm very sorry for that. There are many third world, backward, dictator-led countries that people don't have any rights. They have the right to breathe and live one more day if they conduct the man with the shiny badge. And I understand that. But this is not the issue that we're talking about. We're talking about an issue of obeying the law. And these people that are here do not want to assimilate into this culture. By kind of your own admission there, they don't want to assimilate into this culture. Why do you think that we have hundreds and thousands of radio stations, Spanish-speaking stations, that you call up on any business phone? Do you want to hear this in Spanish? Do you want to hear it in English? I'm sorry, was I magically transported? Did Captain Picard zap me down to Mexico City in the middle of the night? Why do I need a choice in language? I'm living in the United States, which is an English-speaking country. Why do we have TV?
Right, but you know if you live in that area that you're going to have to, that's one of the things that you're going to have to see and experience is their culture, their language, their music. You don't mind eating their food. You don't mind going to their grocery store and getting their really good prices. But, I mean, you just need to understand that that's part, that comes with the territory
states. Hold on a second. I don't eat Mexican food. And I don't
A lot of people do. A lot of your listeners do, I bet.
Well, they might eat in a Mexican restaurant that's regulated by the local townsfolk here on cleanliness and food preparation and freshness of food. If I see anything that says Mexico on it, I don't eat it because I hate Mexico or Mexicans. I eat it because they don't have the same standards that we have for quality. That's the difference. I'm telling you, I'm serious. Let's just continue.
Yeah, but let's not act like we're doing them a favor by sending them back to our country, like your last caller suggested. I mean, he said I'm a one-note girl. I am a one-note girl, and my note is love. And if we've got unjust laws, it is our duty as a responsibility as American citizens to challenge those laws and make this a better place for everyone to
Brooke,
live in.
Brooke, you said that I quit on the 60s. I quit on my generation, that I walked away from. You know why I walked away from them? Because what I realized was all the peace, love, and dope, and the hell with property, and the hell with establishment. I found out that that movement was backed by communism. That's why I walked away from it.
The hippies were not backed by communists.
Oh, for God's sakes. My
Are you trying to justify why you left now? Why you just abandoned the younger generations and leaving us to just fend for ourselves?
I didn't abandon the younger generation. It abandoned me. I got older.
Well, that's fine, but you should at least be thankful that the new generation has come in to pick up where y'all left off and is still trying to fight instead of picking up that briefcase and putting on that suit and going to work for the man.
No, I work for myself.
You do, sir, but not all of your listeners do.
A lot of them are unemployed because their jobs have been taken by these people that you want to give sanctuary to.
Then they need to realize that these people who have been deleting their jobs and slashing their homes are the same people that are pushing this national ID card. And I, for one, I'm not gonna put up with it. I'm not okay with the fact that I got pulled over not at the border, but kind of close, but more like 50 miles away from the border last year. I had drug dogs up in my car just to see what I was doing. And you shouldn't be okay with that either. Sorry.
Well, I'm not a libertarian. I have some issues with libertarians on the issues that we shouldn't have any borders. I've got a real problem with that one, but we'll leave that go for another time.
Well, I'm not a libertarian, just to be clear.
Okay. If I had to give you a name, what would I call you? If I had to pigeonhole you and categorize you, what little pigeon box would I stick you in?
Well, fairies don't go in boxes, number one. We don't like cages. We don't fit in boxes.
Okay.
But if you had to call me something, you could call me Brooke. And I believe in liberty. And whatever party or whatever candidate is going to actually carry out that liberty that I'm seeking, then I'm all for it.
Okay. JG in California.
Hi, John. It's an honor.
How you doing in California? Where in California are you?
San Diego.
Okay. Go ahead.
Hi, Brooke.
Hello.
Got a couple of comments. I was with two federal agencies, Brooke, in law enforcement, immigration, and DOD. And we'd go on raids and pick up those, what they call the illegals. And I'd drive them back because I used to drive for Greyhound, so I had bus experience, so I got delegated that duty. So I've seen the gamut. I've been in this about 35 years, Brooke. And, you know, like Jim said, research, I do believe, is really the answer. And until you understand, how old of a woman are you, Brooke?
I'm 31.
Okay.
And so a good-looking 31, I might add. I have actually seen her video. She's a very, very handsome woman.
But, John, is she single like Hillary was when I met her? Hillary was so fat she had to wear a hammock for a bra, but I got her down, John. I wouldn't lie to you. I mean, she wanted to make love in the back seat and told me to get up front and drive, and I knew Al Gore was back there last night. Putting comedy aside,
yeah,
it's just that, Brooke, many of our people think that they understand the world. But they don't. But until you understand who really runs the world, which is, I think, a lot what John was purporting, because many of us have been in this fight, and John's been in the news business, on networks. He has all the experts that even know more than us. And we all think we know it. Really, any of this is opinion. In some cases, it seems like, well, we have our experts and they have ours, Brooke. But until we figure out how to do this right, and, you know, and arrive at some kind of resolution, and it looks like they're not going to let us do it by legislation, Brooke. Your whole life is probably going to be upside down very soon, right in your face, as it is at Nuevo Laredo down there. I've got Border Patrol friends. Like I say, I was with immigration for a short time, long enough to see, and it wasn't as bad in those days back in the 80s. But like I say, this is all orchestrated in your face, Brooke. You're 31. You're my child's age. And, you know, my son grew up with weapons. I taught him. I had Navy SEALs training him. I taught him every martial art that I could. But he's not even buying a weapon, met a slut on the Internet, and I'm just totally disillusioned with my child. But he's listening now a little bit after what happened in Montana last year with Alex Jones. And as I say, your Pollyanna view is refreshing. But like I say, in the first place, not being born here, nobody has any rights. Because, and the allowances of legislators, you know, allowing anchor babies has to be dealt with swiftly by Congress, by prosecution of those legislators, I feel, to go to prison. We're a nation of laws, and setting history aside, who really owned what then, now, or then doesn't matter now. What transpired historically was we paid for the damn deal, and so case closed. That's just the way it is historically. We own it now. And so now it is, the border is one side, U.S., the other side is Mexico. That's international law, Brooke. So now we each have our own laws, which constitute ingress or egress, which is like when I worked for DOD at the Naval Base as a civil service police officer, we decide who we let in. And you know what Mexico does, or if you don't, on their eastern border, you'll find out soon. These are under immigration laws. Each country has it, period. They have theirs, we have ours, not to mention the financial burden that imposed on the U.S. That's a fact. And Jim was right, and John is right, and all the other experts that we have on these networks is right. And whether anybody wants to believe that, my brother, he denies. His wife was Russian. She knows what Stalin was raised under. Her mother was living under. I can talk to my sister about the conspiracy theory. But until you really adamantly start from the beginning and go on NorthernVoiceBookstore.com or ConspiracyKing.com or Hidden Mysteries, those are the books and DVDs. I know Anthony Hilder. He formerly filmed me in a Bill Clinton spoof right down here in Las Vegas, and I got very close to the man. He knows Bob Chapman, a very prominent economist, I guess, and he owned 20 years on Wall Street. So he understands the financial burden of this world, as Robbie Noel, which is John's, you know, co-host on Tuesday afternoon. You should listen to that show and learn a little economics.
JG, this is the most animated I have ever heard you.
Yes, sir. I'm just very concerned about our country, John, and I got to start taking care of myself instead of the world. And I understand Brooke's passion. I understand how she feels about the families and everything because yeah. I saw it personally up close. But when you lie like I do to the American people, John, I learned. But here, setting comedy aside, it's just the fact that Brooke, you really should, you know, before you set up a website, which I don't know what's on there, but you need quite a bit of historical and political background. Political correctness is not for this country right now.
But did you see it close up? Did you look into the eyes of that woman who was being torn apart from her child because of some new arbitrary law? Did you look her in the eyes and see that up close?
she should not be here in the first place.
Man,
JG, got to run.
Cold-hearted.
No, he's not cold-hearted any more than I'm cold-hearted.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
It's ironic. I'm going down to San Antonio, and there is a visitor up from Florida. Well, she's not just a visitor. She's working here now, and I'm going to take her down to San Antonio. We're going to see the river walk, and then I'm going to take her over to the Alamo. And, Brooke, I'm going to put a plaque there on the Alamo for you. What do you want it to say?
I want it to say love.
Love.
Love one another.
Okay. Not anything else, just love one another.
Peace, love, and unity, man. That's what it's about. It's about coming together as a whole. And if I remember correctly,
yes.
I believe that I saw you in the movie Camp FEMA.
Yes.
Is that not right?
That's true.
Okay. So then you are aware that it has been a bill passed in America that allows them to create these camps. Who do you think this new home is going to be for?
La Ruanquista, the Aslanos, I don't know, who's going to be for? Do you think it's going to be for us?
Well, they're saying that it's going to be for Mexicans and for other illegals, like they were saying, you know, when they put the Japanese in there.
Mm-hmm.
And people have, you know, wondered if they're going to be for white people as well.
Well, and I'm sure, I mean, didn't plan on having you on a whole 2 hours, though I'm glad that I'm doing this, but let me see, where the hell did the story go? I'll pull it up here in a few seconds. Oh, the new Obama security strategy targets Americans radicalized by Al-Qaeda or anybody else. So they hate dissension. The government doesn't like its people anymore. So I imagine one of those nice little FEMA camps might be designed for me if I'm too radicalized. Yeah.
Well, that's on. You could say that's a theory, or you could look up the papers online and see that that is a part of the plan.
Oh, I know.
And they're targeting people like me and my friends.
Mm-hmm.
So and I'm a political activist. I stick my neck out there. I say things that they don't want me to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So my thing is now I'm driving through this area. I actually avoided I-10. I chose not to come through Phoenix because I went up north of Arizona so that I wouldn't have to deal with these criminals at the borders pulling people over arbitrarily, and they're trying to pass this national ID card, mm-hmm. which is trackable. So now someone like myself who is offensive towards the government because I disagree with their war policy,
mm-hmm.
And their financial policy, someone like me is a target. So now I'm just driving through. Right now it's just 100 miles outside of the border, mm-hmm. on I-10, but maybe next time I travel through this, I can't even go on I-40 because they're going to be looking to pick up people like me. And wouldn't it be very convenient if my good friends, my liberty-minded friends, sold me out and had this national card inflicted on me, and then whenever they want to find me, they can. And if they want to put me in one of these camps, they can. Are you thinking that it's okay for them to have, like, give me a one-way ticket to one of these camps?
No, not
just for the sake of this, you know, this immigration law?
No. This has been on the books for quite some time. They started with the Social Security card back in the 30s. That was supposed to never be used for identification, and that became your official government number.
Exactly.
You have been tracked and traced for a long, long time.
But it's heating up.
It's
been accelerated.
It's been accelerated, and I, for one, am not for a national ID card. But
then
when somebody... And hold on a second here, dear. When the police run up on somebody on a routine traffic stop, not to single them out because they look Mexican, because they're going to have a hell of a time here in Mexico or Texas, because there's a lot of Mexicans, multi-generational, which, by the way, the majority, and I mean over 51% of the Mexicans living in this country legally, are against the illegal immigrants in this country. Now, how does that fly in your ointment there? That doesn't sound too promising. Because they are Americans, and they understand that they came here legally. They're protecting themselves. They're protecting their livelihood. They don't want to be undercut by some guy that is going to come in with a crew of two or three people, and they got 15 people living in a house. He doesn't want to be done out of his job because some illegal, whether it be from his home country, they don't want it either. So we have a problem here.
We do. We have a problem, and you're my brother, and I care about you, and so I want to talk about ways that we can solve this problem without harming my other brothers and sisters.
What?
Because there are solutions that we can...
Which one? The illegal aliens that are here?
I'd like to not call them illegal aliens.
Well, I will. It's my show.
They're immigrants.
It's my show. I can call them what I want.
Well, I'm going to call them immigrants.
Well, you go ahead and do that.
And I'm going to say, you know, if you don't like them being on welfare, you know, then let's eliminate them being on welfare.
Let's just keep them out of the country. Can we do that rather than chase this thing around?
A lot of these people would agree to forfeit their welfare because they're coming. These are hardworking people. You want to generalize? I'll generalize on this note. These are hardworking people, and they're reliable, and they care about their jobs, and they're coming here to work. So if you want to say kick them off of welfare, kick them off. If you want to say don't give them health care, don't give it to them. You know.
But you understand, and that's why I went into the background. You're all full of this peace, love, and dope idea, and there's nothing. Look, I'm not condemning you for this. I'm not condemning you for that. We need more peace in the world, but the way we have peace is respect. And number one on the starting block is respect for the law. Okay? If we don't have that, then let's just throw everything out the window. Let's just go into full-blown anarchy, and hell, we'll probably have Russians taking half the country and the Mexicans taking the other half.
I'm not an anarchist either.
Okay,
but...
then. Let's go to Renee. Hello, Renee. Oh, Renee? Hold on a second. We got to take this break. We'll be right back.
We must take America back.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, we're back. Renee, go. You're on the air.
Okay. Now, you know, I, for this to be a fair debate, you have had a lot of support calling in, and you've given them ample time to back you. Now, Brooke, I've got your back here.
Woohoo!
I'm here to help you because this radio network is right about a lot of things, which is why I have listened to it for a long time, and I'm like you. I would like to join up instead of divide, okay? And so, because there are certain issues that we do have in common, but you have entered, white boy testosterone zone. Okay, practically all the hosts are white men on the entire network, and it's pretty much all a slanted view that will benefit them, okay? And that's just the truth. Now, because I listen to this network a lot, I know when they are cheating in a debate and when they would say something normally in one situation, they're leaving that out. And it, putting it slanting. Now, one thing I've noticed is how the men have called in, and there are a few good ones. I don't want you to think they all like this. There are some good ones. Okay.
Let's get your definition of good, Renee. What is good in your book?
Well, some that are accepting to women, they don't think that automatically, if you have a muffin instead of a Mr. Winky, that you need schooling, little girl. You need to sit down and listen. They have been calling in and talking down to you like you're an idiot, and they've been very polite about it, but maybe the same, they're talking down to you, okay? They're coming at you from kind of a one-up position and talking to you as if you're in the one down position.
Oh, you know, Renee, she must have missed the program. Maybe you did as well, where I said that women shouldn't have the right to vote in this country.
Oh, I was getting to that.
Oh, okay.
I'm so glad you brought that up. Yes, Brooke, you're talking to someone who, now he will claim he's not racist and he'll claim he's not sexist, but he goes on and on about those great times, the 1950s. Let's see, that was the time, before the 1960s, before we women and the darkies got the horrible idea that we should have equal or civil rights. That's why they're so nostalgic for that time, because it was before. Now, they believe in freedom for themselves, but they do not believe in freedom for you, because I'll add to that, John, I've also heard you say how not only do you think women should not vote, but you think it should also be property people, which is property males. And since we know Mexicans and dark people, you know, black people don't own a lot of property, that would pretty much put the power and control of the
country. No, Renee, I'll put it this way: if you're white, you're all right. If you're brown, maybe we'll consider you can stick around. But if you're black, you got to go back.
I am done with this show.
No, hey,
that's it.
It's not true. It's not true. And you know that, Renee.
Renee, you know that. From a dissenting point of view, particularly for a woman, my mouth almost fell open. You only allow the women who are
going to get up. Now, Renee, hold on. Hold on. Do you understand what the women's movement was all about in this country? It wasn't about empowering. Hold on. Renee, let me talk, and I'll let you talk. That's the way this works. We can't both talk at the same time. What was behind a women's movement was to bust up the family. And now this was sold as empowering the women to let them get out in the workforce and compete with the men and be breadwinners. They've got rights, too. Nobody ever said that women didn't have rights. Nobody ever said that. And my issue about property, when this country was formed, that was the suggestion, that people that had a stake rather than a migrant or a transitory person that's neither here nor there, and they're everywhere, that they vote in their elections to determine what is best for their interest, not only politically but economically as well. Okay,
but didn't what's her name, Gloria Steinem, admit in her autobiography that she was CIA. So the thing is, we know that the people in power infiltrate, whether it's blacks, women's, anybody else.
Sure.
They always infiltrate those movements. So who really, John, was behind those movements? Who took them over to make sure they were never successful for those people, and that it would help to retain power in the hands of the establishment? Okay? Because she admitted that, and we know that. So the thing is, it's not this whole bust up of the family thing. I agree. I think even Russo was probably right. They looked at those women and thought, but who was it? The ruling white man looked at all those women and go, we got half the slaves working for us. Let's figure out a way to get them out the house and get the other half working for us. I think that's right. But the thing is, in other words, who was behind that? And y'all get upset about the anchor baby thing, and I'm actually against it too. But instead of blaming these poor women, the thing is, who have come from Mexico because the white Spaniard oppressors in their country have taken all the wealth from them, if you freed them from their oppressor, I bet they'd go running back. But so the thing is, they come over, who wrote that anchor baby law? Guess what? The white male politicians in this country.
Oh, those
and they
evil
won't
white people.
It.
Oh, those evil white people. I'm telling you. Do you know what really amazes me? Why isn't the Mexicans, why haven't they gone back to try to take Spain back? If there was a claim, I think, that could be made, I think they should own Spain because it was the Spaniards, it was the Europeans that came here to Mexico.
But the thing is, you claim also when they're breaking the law coming over here.
Yeah, they are.
Well, who wrote that law? And the thing is, if there had been a law, see, this is the double standards they use. The thing is, our ancestors, did not break a law when we came over here because the Indians hadn't written one. Why? Because they believed all land belonged to the Creator. So the only reason your ancestors didn't break a law was because they didn't have one, because they had a different belief system.
Wait a minute. Wait, Renee, let's qualify something. You keep referring to me and my ancestors. What in the hell are you?
Oh, mine too.
You're what?
Mine too.
Okay. Well, you keep labeling like they're yours. They're, and you're disassociating yourself from the process.
No, I'm not. Like you say, I'm with her in this respect. I think she's trying to work out something that's fair and decent. The thing is, you see, John, really, you're part of the problem.
Huh.
You see, instead of finding some common ground with her,
the thing is,
we could actually beat these people. The thing is, you're being divisive because you want all your way. It's all your way or go home. The thing is, this ruling elite.
I have compromised, Renee, I have compromised enough in my life. There is no more room for compromising. Look where we're at right now.
Yeah, but who did it? The thing is,
wait a minute. Now you're going to tell me the stodgy old white farts that got the country in, it was their fault? What are you arguing here?
You act like, well, you know, the problem with this country is, you know, women voting. The thing is, who's been in power for the last couple of hundred years? Who made this mess? Let's see, that'd be, what, 44 presidents? All white men, John.
Well, they tried to put it, hey, did you want to see... Hey, you can't outshout me, okay, number one. Did you want to see Hillary Clinton in office as the first woman president? Forget the fact that she's got a communist manifesto behind her.
I'll tell you why. I don't like, just like Obama is an Uncle Tom. If there was
Wait a minute. Oh, Barack Obama is an Uncle Tom?
Oh, yeah.
You're racist.
I'll call, just like I might call a woman who's a traitor a biatch. The thing is, if there's a black who's a traitor, I can call him an Uncle Tom. It's somebody who sells out. I don't care if you're a white person who sells out other white people. I'll call you an Uncle Tom.
Brooke?
It's a phrase to describe somebody who, for money, betrays
Wait a minute. Did you hear my program the other day and was it with a black attorney? And I read that article that Chris W. Bell, that just happened to be a black man. The title of the story was King Had a Dream, but Blacks Now Face a Nightmare. Did you hear me on that radio program?
No, I didn't.
Oh, for God's sakes, dear. You need to go up in the archive stories on the website, look for King Had a Dream, but Blacks Now Face a Nightmare. And they themselves have sold themselves out to liberals that claim that they were going to liberate them, and the only thing they've done is turn them into second-class citizens.
Well, I tell you what, like, what's breaking my heart.
So what's this Oreo crap I'm hearing from you?
Wait, what's breaking my heart right now as a South Louisiana person, I know the situation. And unfortunately, I know that a lot of the suffering going on down there, although I really am for these people, I also know that there are many of them who participated in selling out Louisiana. Some of them, in a way, are getting a little payback because...
All right, Renee, we're off into the Gulf oil and all that.
Cajuns do.
Well, and you know what? I've got many other callers that if they had their way, they'd probably tell you to shut up right now.
I'd like to keep her on just a little bit
longer. I know you would. I know you would. Hey, but
give us a show, John. Put some competition, some color on that white male network. Put me and Brooke on.
Yezebels, okay? Yezza. I'll do that right away, ma'am. No, look. You made a comment about sellout and Uncle Tom. What is that about? that somehow the black people betrayed their own people?
Well, they betrayed everyone. Don't insinuate that she is racist. No. She is not. And from
she's
you,
a broad burner.
I've heard racism from you coming out on this very conversation. She brought it up earlier that you're attacking me and trying to say that I'm unintelligent. And you're
I never said that.
Your caller did. I'm sorry, but you support those ideas, and you're on here mocking Mexican people saying, oh, see.
I never said you were
It's demeaning. It's demeaning, and it's not nice. And just because she called it, Obama has betrayed all of the American people.
I'm going to have to bump Robbie in his hour because I've got black, Mexican, and Jewish jokes I'm going to lay on you. Yeah, I am not a racist, okay? What is happening to our country right now, it's being balkanized intentionally to cause internal strife. And these people, my point is this simply, Brooke. These people do not want to come here to assimilate. They want to come in to take over. And I'm saying no. I am not against Mexicans. I don't look at a Mexican and go, geez, you beaner, you need to go home. That is not in my makeup. Let's see. This is Tumani in New York. Hello, Tumani. Thank you for holding. Go ahead. Is Tumani there? Probably went to sleep. He's been on hold so long. Okay, put him back on hold. Ivan in Salt Lake. Hello, Ivan.
Hey, John.
Yes.
Hello, John. Hello, Liberty Brooke. Can I call you Liberty Brooke?
Sure.
Okay. I happen to be immigrant, coming from different part of the world behind the Iron Curtain. And I dreamed to come out to find a freedom, but luckily I never found a freedom. All I found, a freedom to choose my slave driver. How that fit in your book?
That's what happens, and that's what I'm saying. Our reputation in the world has been demolished, and I think that we need to start changing that. We need to start treating these people like how we would want to be treated. These people are coming
here
seeking
freedom. If I go to Mexico, I'll demand that I get the same treatment that the Mexican citizens get. Mexico.
You're not going to see that, but we need to stand up and be leaders, and we need to be the first ones to do it, and we need to say thank you for coming to our country. Let us help you. How can we cohabitate together?
Uh-huh.
How can we ensure liberty for every person on the planet? Why would we have these people coming over here seeking liberty?
Wait. Why do we all have to come here? Why do we have to have them all come here for opportunity? Why do they not? And this is what I said about Mexico. You know, I'll be happy to send them down with a few dollars and a bag lunch and a handgun. Let them go take over their corrupted government and get it back for their people. I don't want them coming here and taking from these people here. They've got a problem. I will grant you that. Go ahead, Ivan.
Can I get my... Brooke, you misinterpret me. That was just a statement. I wanted to see where you stay on the freedom. By the way, I don't find this any longer the land of the free. It's the land of the sea and the home of the slaves, but... let me bring my sentiments toward these Spanish immigrants that I encounter every day in my life. I live in Utah. I live in Salt Lake. I went south of here and I encountered them. I went in California and have my encounter with them. And I have nothing but bad feeling about these people. And unfortunately, I have to support John that he's right, that this country pushing their way to impose their culture here. In this country, they don't want to accept the rules they'll set up. And I'm offended, too, that they don't have a Bulgarian when I go in the store, but what can I do?
Yeah.
Anyway, let me give you a few examples. What really irritates the crap of me when I see these people. I have nothing against these hardworking people, but they, as soon as they get here, they get this attitude. I'll give you a few good examples. I was running a little shop, and I used to shop in the Smith store here close in my neighborhood. And it's mostly Mexican. I live in the poor neighborhood here that I get a lot of Mexicans. I would go there, try to grab like 2-3 pieces of grocery, and I usually go on the express line. Guess what happened on that express line? There's an arrogant Mexican that either a couple or a woman. You know, she got a bunch of Florida. She exceeding the 15 items, and that's not enough. She pulled out the food stamps papers and start hanging out with it. And I blow up quite a few times. You know the first thing they say? Oh, you don't like Spanish people, huh?
Well, it sounds to me like you don't.
Say, look, I'm an immigrant myself, but there's some ethic you have to follow in this country.
Ivan, let me ask you a question. You're not in this country. Did you have to go through the immigration process?
I did.
How long did it take you? How long did it take you?
Well, at the time when I entered this country in 83, it didn't take too long. In 1 year, I got my green card.
Okay.
You know.
Right. You should know what these people have had to go through, being that you've had to go through that, and for you to be inconvenienced at the grocery store line, I'm sorry, but these people are looking at losing their entire lives and their entire families over this.
Oh, well, who asked them to come here, Brooke? Who asked them to come? Did I call them in? No. They came illegally. They are squatters on our land.
Their oppressor was very oppressive. Oh. And if we don't stop that, we're looking at having that same thing happen in America. We're about to be the immigrants. That's the real issue. We're about to be running our butts down to their country seeking freedom because the people are taking over this country and we're sitting down and letting it happen. And you, sir, are allowing that to happen by having shows like this. And we're going to be the immigrants. And then we're going to see what it's like when we're in a foreign country trying to seek just a little bit more freedom than what we have in our homeland.
No, I'm not going anywhere.
Brooke, I think if you change the direction of your energy, you'll benefit a lot of more. You know, there's a culture distorters or culture destroyers that are running the show in the entire planet. They started with the Russian Revolution or the French Revolution, with the Russian Revolution. By destroying the borders, they destroy the blue arcs of particularism and preserving the cultures. And they keep doing it to these days. You got to understand that.
You want me to change my platform of love?
No, I think, and then I wouldn't want you to do that, but I would ask you to be a little bit more realistic because you're slathering on this love-illusion stuff and you're covering up some very important facts. I don't fault you for wanting world peace. But we have world peace when we have laws and respect for each other. They have no respect for our laws right out of the chute.
Laws don't bring about respect. Laws bring about problems.
Oh, really? Then you are an anarchist.
I'm not an anarchist.
So you would do away with all law?
No, I think
Which laws are good?
The ones that protect people's individual liberties.
Okay, liberties, and they're granted that under the Constitution, our law in this country, but it doesn't apply to them because they're here illegally.
Hey, Brooke, did you know that if you look in the history of the world, all the bad things are done in the name of something good?
Yeah.
Exactly what you're running now?
Right, I see that.
Yeah.
You coming to realizing that?
Yeah.
You coming to realize?
Ivan, I've got to cut you loose here. I appreciate you calling, but I have many other callers that want to get in here. Thank you. I appreciate it. Let's go to Barbara in Connecticut. Hello, Barbara. Barbara, are you there? Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
I can hear
you. This is Barbara Hartwell, and I've been on your network many times. And I have to tell you that I completely agree with your position. We are a constitutional republic with individual rights bestowed by God. And these illegals, they don't have rights. They certainly have God-given rights, but they don't have any rights that are here in terms of being an illegal alien in this country. And they're creating tremendous destruction through crimes, and this has been proven by statistics, rape, murder, drug running, all that stuff.
Please.
And this woman that you have on your show, I'm sorry to say, is a stunning display of ignorance.
We should kick out all of the white people commit rape too, man.
It's
we should just kick
that.
Out all the white people. Just kick everybody
it isn't
out.
It's a question of white people. This is not a question of white people versus any other races. It's a question of law. These people are here unlawfully, illegally, and they have no right to be here.
They've got human rights, God-given rights. You just said it. You said they have rights, they don't have rights,
Barbara, she doesn't understand where this human rights manifesto came from. She doesn't understand.
No, I do.
Where did it come from?
The actual document is a UN document.
Oh, boy, and we're all in favor of them, aren't we?
No, we're not in favor of what they do, but it just so happened that they wrote a good document that does support your rights.
It doesn't come from the UN documents.
The
United Nations is an evil entity. It has nothing to do
no
with
doubt.
The United Nations. This has to do with unalienable rights. Unalienable rights. God-given rights.
Right. Well, that brown person has those God-given rights, too. Thank you very much.
But yes, they do. But however...
When are you going to support that?
Excuse me. In this country, we are dealing with a constitution, and these people, illegal aliens, have no rights in terms of legal rights. They have God-given rights,
excuse
but they don't
me?
Have the legal right to come here illegally
and then
and
demand
do whatever they feel like doing.
That every man was created equal, the document says.
But that has nothing. That has nothing.
It doesn't say every man, but the brown man,
except
for the Mexicans.
No. This is a racist position, as far as I'm concerned.
Yours.
Mom,
how am I? I'm arguing for these people that y'all are throwing out, and you're accusing me of being. Let's ask them. Let's get some of them on the phone. And
but
see.
I don't need to ask them. I don't speak Spanish. I'm an American.
I don't either.
I worked for CIA for 25 years.
Well, that explains it.
Well,
you worked for the CIA.
Well, it doesn't explain anything to you because you're completely ignorant.
No, it does because the CIA is historically racist, and that's undisputable.
But it has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with that. What we're talking about here, that John Stadtmiller's network, and which I've been listening to for many years, and I've been a guest on many of the programs, they are defending the constitutional republic and individual God-given rights as relates to this country.
And all I'm saying is go ahead and do that, but just have a heart about it.
Yeah.
It's not a question of not
having a
heart.
Well, and Barbara, we're running out of time, dear. We only got like a minute and a half left. I thank you for your call. Look, I wished I had a third or a fourth hour with this one because we could go until the dogs went to sleep. I don't think that we're going to get anywhere here with Brooke Kelly. She's on a mission of peace. Let me ask you a question. Why did you give up on the war movement?
I didn't give up on the war. I'm an anti-war demonstrator. I believe in the tax movement. I mean, I believe in the unification of all of these movements coming in together and working with one another.
Yeah.
And we've got differences, and that's too bad. But, I mean, I'm glad that we're addressing these, and I applaud you for taking on this topic.
Well, and I'll tell you what, at your age, you have more guts at your age than I did at my age because I wouldn't have done this.
That's because you quit by that time, huh?
I quit the communist movement, is what I did.
We are no commies. I don't even appreciate that comment.
Well, I'm
we
sure...
We are not commies. We are fighting against the commies. Thank
really?
You very much.
Well,
yes,
did you notice?
Are.
Did you notice the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto? That is America today?
Yes, I did. And one of the planks is to destroy the family unit, which is what they're successfully doing through this legislation.
But the families that shouldn't be here in the first place.
But they're sending these parents back. The kids don't have to go back because they're natural-born citizens
Well,
now.
Don't you think that responsible parents should be in full charge and take care of their children? So if they've got to go back, what are they going to do with the kids?
Raise them in a country that's not as good as ours, unfortunately.
Well, then why don't we help them with their country get better? But first, we got to get out of the crap hole that we're here in.
Oh, we need to stop policing people around. Let's just stop helping people, okay? Let's not go there.
All right. Hey, we're out of time. Thank you all the callers that called in. I had many more that wanted to get in. Brooke Kelly, simplyseekingfreedom.com. One of these days, Brooke, I'm sure you're going to come back to the Austin area, and I would love to meet you.
Sounds good.
All right, then. All right, folks, thanks for being here today. It was lively, I would say. She's got a lot of guts. I would think some of those issues she takes is a little misguided, but I applaud her for her energy and her stick-to-itiveness. She came on this show for 2 hours, this old stodgy, white-fart old guy. We'll see you Monday, folks. Thanks for being here. With recent